Today is such an important episode because so many people have this perception that paying off debt means that you have to give up precious time with your family. It means that you have to work 3 or 4 jobs. You got to work 80 hours a week. Remember, it's just a short-term sacrifice for long-term gain. And I don't know about you, but when I started paying off debt, the amount that we had meant that it was going to be years before we were debt-free, even if I was working that much. And I wasn't willing to give up several years, like formative years with my babies. Like, I just wasn't. And hear me, I'm not saying that I wasn't willing to work at this. I was, and I am. What I was not willing to do, though, was give up very precious time with them during important years of their lives just for the sake of getting my debt paid off just a little bit faster. So I was determined to tighten up my budget. I was determined to be smart with the time that I had so that when I was working, I was really maximizing the income that I was bringing in. And I made sure that I had my strategy locked down. And I don't regret it for 1 minute that we're taking it a little bit slower. So in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you just how you too can pay off your debt without sacrificing all of your time with your babies, and what we do inside my program, the Overflow Program, to help you make that happen. I'm excited to give you a peek behind the curtain of what it's like to be a part of my program. So let's get started. Hey friend, welcome to Money Mindful Moms. I'm Krista Nalgian, wife and mom, and firm believer that moms with money skills will change the world. I know that you are sick of feeling limited by money, but you also don't want to wait until your kids are older to be able to do fun experiences with them. You want to find a way to transform your relationship with money once and for all. If you're ready to ditch debt, have overflow at the end of each month, and be able to spend money on what's most important to you, you're in the right place. Pop in those earbuds, go reheat your coffee. It's time to dive in. I feel like God has perfect timing in everything because so often an episode that I have scheduled is so timely for me too. So this is just as much for me as it is for you. I am coming off of a pretty challenging couple of parenting weeks. I'm not going to lie, you know, kids are sick, I'm sick, volunteering at the school, so many practices of every kind, kid gets injured, doctor's appointments, lots of tears from everyone. Okay, that's the kind of couple of weeks I'm talking about. I'm sure you know the drill. And the idea that in order for me to pay off my debt, I would have to be working from sun up to sun down feels impossible, right? Like, not possible with everything that I have going on, nor something that I'm willing to do. As challenging as this season has been, I'm grateful that I've been able to be there for my family when they needed me. And guess what? I'm still going to be able to make a debt payment this month. I'm still making progress towards my goal. The peace that I have is worth far more than shaving a few months off of my debt payoff goal. Truly. Truly. So how can you get to this place where you're paying off debt while simultaneously prioritizing your family? Today, I'm going to break down the process that I take my students through in my program so that you can see what it would be like if you were to join us in this next round that kicks off on April 1st. So if you didn't know, the program is a group coaching program that combines self-paced private podcasts and action items and live group coaching via Zoom. Now, what that means for you is that you can be flexible with how you break it up throughout your week. So you get a new private podcast episode each week along with some action items that go with that week's topic. If it works best for you to do that all in one sitting at the beginning of the week, great. If it's better to break it up over the course of the week, that's fine too. Over the course of the 8 weeks, we also have 4 1-hour group coaching sessions where you can bring all of your questions, anything that you are stuck on, or you just want to talk it out with me, and you get that one-on-one time with me too. So a combination of self-paced and live content. So how do we break this down in a way that is easily digestible, but still helps you make the real lasting change that I know that you're looking for? Let me give you a look inside the flow of the topics that we work through. So we start with getting crystal clear on what you want your money to be able to do for you. I know that sounds so basic, but it's so necessary because so often we don't even know, right? We don't know what we want the end to look like. And how do we get to the end without, or how do we work our way to the end if we don't know what that end is? So I ask you some questions that you may have never even thought to ask yourself before, because I want the plan that you make to ultimately lead to whatever your definition of a wealthy life is. And how can we do that if we're not super clear on where you want to go? So we start by doing some work there. Once we know where you want to go, we transition into figuring out where you're starting from. If you want to take a trip to New York, we kind of need to know, are we starting in San Francisco or Miami in order to give those directions, right? The same is true for your finances. We need to lay it all out there so that we can map out a plan for you. After we do the work of figuring out all of your numbers, we move into brainstorming how you are going to decrease expenses and increase your income. You may have already figured this out by now. I don't know. But I don't like being told what to do. So I am not the person that's going to tell you, you have to do this. This is how you have to work this program. I will give you some ideas on ways to decrease your expenses, and I'll give you some ideas on how you can increase your income. But during this portion of the process, the goal is for you to take in that information and decide what steps you want to take, and take the ones that you want to and leave what you don't, okay? The cool thing about this is when you're the one that's deciding, you're going to stick to it, right? Because it was your plan, not my plan. It was your plan. It's like one of my students from a past round, Tanya, shared with me that she had been spending every single penny that she made each month before the program. And then after working her way through this portion of the program, she had almost $350 left over from her last paycheck. That's what happens when you are willing to dig into your numbers and come up with a plan that works for you. Now, once we hit this part of the program, it feels like the last part kind of flies by, but we really cover so much. We use our numbers to create a custom spending plan that you're going to use moving forward after the program is over, and it includes savings and debt payoff. Yes, we for sure go into the what, where, when, and how of savings, okay? No more wondering how much you should be saving, how you're going to save it, where it's coming from, and where you should put it. You will walk away with all of that locked down. And for my friends who have debt, I want you to picture this for a second. After our 8 weeks together, you will have a plan to pay off all of your debt that includes how much you need to put towards each debt that you have every single month, where you're going to get that money from to put towards each of those payments, aka how you're going to pay for it, right? And a debt-free date. That's right. You're going to know exactly when you're going to be able to say, I'm debt-free. No more debt is going to be hanging over your head because you're going to have a plan for that, okay? And then we wrap up the program by automating some parts of your finances to simplify how you manage your money moving forward. We want to make sure that you are working smarter, not harder. So we set up some systems that make this work for busy mamas who have way better things to do than to be staring at a spreadsheet for hours every single week. Long story short, in 8 weeks, I'm going to help you overhaul the building blocks of your finances so that you have a solid foundation to build on for the rest of your life. I know some people hear about my program and go, okay, but what exactly will I be doing? What will I be walking away with? Like, what is the tangibles? So I hope that this helped give you some idea of what the meat and potatoes of the Overflow program looks like. There's so much more, but in a snapshot, that's what I can give you. So are you in or are you in? Okay, we are starting this next round the week of April 1st. No joke, okay? This is not April Fool's. No fooling. April 1st is when we're starting. So if you listen to this episode and you feel like this is your next best yes, I want to invite you to join us over the next 8 weeks. It's super easy for you to enroll. You can head to the link in the show notes and get yourself signed up so that you can start making progress towards your own financial goals. No more sitting on the sidelines, my friend. Let's go. All right? Excited for you, and I'll see you back here on the next episode. If this podcast episode encouraged you, would you take just 2 minutes to rate and review the show? It really is the best way that you can say thank you. And while you're at it, take a screenshot of this episode and post it on Instagram, tag me in it, because I would love to hear from you. It really is the best way that we can get the word out to other moms who could use some encouragement. I will see you back here real soon. Be blessed and have a powerful day.